Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up, champion? Happy Monday, Sam Crowley. I've got you with me in the car for about the next 10, 12, 15 minutes or so, so I'm not on the mic in the studio. I'm on my phone, cell phone. Just want to give you download my thoughts after being in Orlando last week, speaking at an event Friday. What I learned, what you can learn, and all that good stuff. So, hey, let's get after it. Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast, obviously the longest running motivational show on the planet. Super grateful for what I do. It's Monday, and I recorded a show last week creating Saturdays out of Mondays. It starts with loving what you do and having immense gratitude for what you do. If you don't love what you do, that's crazy because, you know, you will have to do something you don't like at some point in your life to earn income, but that doesn't need to be your main way of surviving. It could be a side gig. It could be some way to kind of get the bills paid, pay down your credit cards, your debt, things like that. But your main thing, like your flagship product, service, message, whatever it is, it's got to be something you love to do, man. And that's why in Orlando just was an incredible crowd. I would say typically these events, I mean, look, they can range anywhere from 50 people in the room to 5,000 in the room. And though this audience, and if you were there and you're listening and you're just now tuning into the podcast, love you guys, man, if you're in Orlando. But I want to give everyone else a sense of how this whole thing works with marketing and authenticity and how you can do really well in your niche by just being who you are. You don't got to be anybody else. Like, we were all born an original, but most people die a copy. And it's super sad to see. And yes, it happens with speakers as well, because they try to be somebody that they're not. It comes across in their presentation. It just doesn't work, you know? So I arrived in Orlando Thursday. Oh, another lesson, just has nothing to do with speaking, but you know how I always talk about always if it's available. I'd say within $200 to $300, fly first class. The experience is so much better, easier, stress less, no stress. It's awesome. So the difference in tickets was like $200 to fly first class, and that's a no-brainer. That's just my side note. Always fly first class. I know it sounds expensive, but when you really break it down, if it costs $600 for a first class ticket and it costs $400 for the main cabin or comfort, something like that, that's $100 one way. And let me tell you, it is worth $100 one way. Okay, off that topic. So Orlando. Here's the package I offered in Orlando, okay? I give a presentation on how to create, grow, and monetize your podcast, just like what I've been doing. And being one of the early pioneers of podcasting, you know, one of the first 1,000 shows on iTunes, I've seen this medium change so much in the past 12 to 15 years. And it's grown in a good way. Like, the statistics are just nuts. Like, how many 75 million people have listened to a podcast in the past month, 150 million people are aware of it. I mean, it's just nuts how much is exploding on the scene. And yet everywhere I speak, nobody has a podcast. Or maybe they used to have one back in the day. If, like, I'd say 2 to 3 people out of 100 people have a podcast. And out of those, one might actively record. And this is the number one source of new business for me, this podcast, you know, because I sell personal coaching, working with people one-on-one to launch their movement, just like I did with Every Day is Saturday. And so there might have been 130 people in the room in Orlando Friday, and that represents maybe 80 or 90 buying units. A buying unit, if a husband and wife are there together, they're counted as two people, but only one buying unit because they're in the same family. Does that make sense? So whenever you hear somebody say, well, because in the speaking, if you sell from stage, And this is a terrible term, but it's just something everybody resonates with, closing percentage. Like when you become a speaker, promoters want to know, hey, what's your closing percentage? Like if there's 100 people in the room, how many are going to sell? And, you know, pretty good is probably 15 to 20% of the room. Anyway, I sell, and I say that only to kind of give you a gauge because I offered, my package was my 4 live webinars on how to create, grow, and monetize your podcast. Basically launch your podcast, all right, in the next 2 weeks. So those are 4 live webinars. They're all recorded. Everybody that pays for it gets the replays. They get unlimited email support from me throughout the course of the training. And this is where I just stack on the cool to make it an absolute no-brainer. And this is where a lot of other speakers give me a lot of slack because they're like, dude, this is like, you're only one person. You're not scaling this right. And I said, well, hold on a second. So let me just give you the rest of it. It is the 4 live webinars, a personal call with me for 1 hour. I want to find out why you're doing what you're doing. Like, I want to hear your why. I want to hear the passion in your voice. And I want to help you. Whether it's this podcast, we can talk about social media. We can talk about your message, how to stay focused, all that good stuff. Like, how to win is basically what that call's about. So it's a call with me. I give them access to the Every Day is Saturday Academy, my 4-week training that they can go through, a self-paced training, kind of like Netflix for, you know, marketing and money and everything in between. You know, it's really, really done well, if I do say so humbly myself. God, there was something else. Oh, the Momentum Club, they get that for free. I just stack everything on for free, probably $15,000 worth of value, and for $995. So as I say all that to you, you're probably thinking, dude, oh my God. Now, it's a live event purchase only because you want to make it like that. You want to reward people for going out to a live event, getting on an airplane, being away from their family, spending money on a hotel, and just all that sacrifice that comes with getting out of your comfort zone. That's why I offer that live event discount. So probably, I think we sold 35. So that's 35 packages at $1,000 each. And I present for 90 minutes. And that's my presentation. So now, this is where other speakers are like, dude, you can't call 35 people and get on the phone. Yes, I can. It's not only that I have to, I actually want to. Like, I want to get on the phone with people who want to launch a movement. I mean, why wouldn't I want to do that? And that's the part where there's a market out there for you and for anybody else who wants to be a little bit of a disruptor. And I know, I get the whole scaling part. There's only one of me and there's only so many hours in a day. I understand that. Hell, I teach that. I get it. But there always needs to be a place for giving of yourself. Now, I know they paid for the course, and I'm not really giving somebody something for free, but I kind of am because I've never offered that before, you know, to get on the phone with somebody for an hour. But I really want to help people, and that's where it all comes back to really loving what you do. If you really want to help somebody, then don't listen to people who tell you that, oh, you shouldn't do that. You should, yeah, you know what? If it feels right to you, do it. And you'll know that if you can't do it, you'll figure it out. Like, you'll never do it again. Like, if I find out getting on the phone with 35 people for an hour each to find out why they're passionate, what gets them going, you know, if I find out that's not fun for me, then I won't do it anymore. But it is. Right now, I love being around that person. And here's another thing. Don't ever think you're too big for other people. Like, I, and you know, another reason I do this is subconsciously, I want to keep myself humble. I want to remind myself where I started. I want to remind myself where I used to be. And I never want to take for granted the people who invest in my programs. And I never want to position myself higher than anybody. Yeah, I may be further down the entrepreneurial road. That's cool. I figured out some things relative to what you're listening to right now, a podcast with 15 million downloads and everydaysaturday.com. But I don't have life figured out. I never want to be that person and who thinks I'm better than anybody else. Okay, that is just not. And this, like what I did in Orlando, the package that I offered, and, you know, all of the stuff that I delivered with it is my way of remaining humble and giving back. So do that. Don't listen to these people who will try to make you, like, do things that you know you shouldn't do, but, hey, they're doing it, or talk down to somebody else. It's not a good look, man, and people sniff that out. I think why, you know, selling 35 people out of probably 90 buying units is incredibly high, okay? in just one room of people. And I think why that happened on Friday was because I roll in with a t-shirt and a pair of jeans and a pair of sneakers on. That's it. I'm not dressed. I don't have a $3,000 suit on. I've got my PowerPoint, and I am who I am, man. I am who I am. And I think that authenticity, a guy from the Midwest, married, happily married for 20 years with four kids, I think people at the end of the day, they just resonate with that better than some slick willy up there with a $3,000 suit and, you know, the nice hair and, you know, the cufflinks and the $1,000 shoes and all this stuff. Who resonates with that? I don't know. I know it looks good. I know it. But again, that's not who I am. Like, I don't wear that. I don't wear a suit anymore anywhere unless it's a special occasion. I used to wear one every day to work, but I'm not. That's not who I am. So why would I go dress up like in that outfit just to impress somebody, just to try to make it look better? And that's why it works for me. So let's talk about you. What works for you? Because you need to be happy with who you are. You know, life's an inside job. It's impossible long term to have joyfulness in your life if you are not congruent on the outside with the way you feel and think about yourself on the inside. Like, if I was wearing a suit, there would be a struggle for me on stage to fit into that person. I'd be looking at myself thinking, you know, I look good, but that's not really the everyday Saturday message, you know? You need to be comfortable in your own skin and who you are and how you feel about yourself. And I promise you that will come across in your marketing. You may not feel it. Like, I don't know, man. It works. It works. Whatever. And look, you might be somebody who dresses perfectly. If that's you and it represents your brand, do that. I'm not saying don't do that. I'm just saying the advice I used to get from speakers is I literally walked into the green room one time with a bunch of famous people, and I'm not going to say any names because I'm not here to embarrass them. They all looked at me like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, what do you mean, what are we doing? Is that what you're wearing today to speak? Yeah, sure am. How's things with you? You know, it's like, why are you worried about what I'm wearing, man? I'm good. This is how I'm comfortable, and I think the audience is comfortable with me. So I just don't want you to fall into the trap of people-pleasing, of putting the square peg in a round hole, like you want to look and talk and act like everybody else that you think people want you to act like. Be who you are, because it is such a better way to live life, man. It just is. It's a great way to live life. And so when we finished up in Orlando, I was on the panel Saturday night, and it was a panel of like five or six entrepreneurs and speakers that were, you know, it was 90 minutes of Q&A, asking questions, you know, how to overcome adversity and all that. And I got back to my hotel room about 11 o'clock that night, 100% exhausted, like just a wet dish rag that had been drained out, and so grateful, so tired. So grateful for being given this ability to go earn a living, feed my family, impact people, and get up and do it all over again the next day. I love it. I love it. So I wanted to share that with you, the takeaway from Orlando. And the main message there, don't die a copy. Just don't die a copy. Be who you are. Dress like you want. Talk like you want. Make sure it's congruent with your message, your product, your service, and ultimately your brand. And if I can help you at all with any of that to build your movement, I'll give you the same opportunity. I talk to everybody in Orlando. Just go to samcrowleycoaching.com, hit the apply now button, and answer a couple questions. Just answer a couple questions. Let's see if we're a good fit. If we are, great. If not, we're not. But just do that, and I would love to help you launch your movement, just like I did with everydaysaturday.com. Go to samcrowleycoaching.com, hit the apply now button, and let's work together. All right? Create that Saturday out of a Monday, baby, because every day that ends in Y is your day. Thanks for coming along in the car with me on the phone today. Be back and better than ever tomorrow. And have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.